football on off the ball.
But yeah, there's some good managers floating around, and that's in a way what the Premier League's become. It is it's a home of star coaches as much as, well, more than star players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the ball, GAA.
And for the 15th time, Armagh are the Ulster Senior Football Champions. Kieran Hughes has been watching alongside Tommy Rooney and Clonus.
John, how's it going? In the end, it was pretty straightforward. I don't know if you can tell the smirk on my face when I say that one, because Armagh don't do things easy. They have their first Ulster title since 2008, their 15th ever. They've beaten Monaghan after extra time here in Clonus by 9 points in the end, 228 to 25 points. But when Stevie O'Hanlon kicked the first score of extra time, Monaghan's only won in extra time. You were thinking we were in for a tricky afternoon for Armagh once more in an Ulster final. But Kieran Hughes, I think Armagh showed us why possibly they have been All-Ireland champions, even though they haven't won an Ulster title in the last few years. There's serious resolve within that squad too.
Hey, all you can do is give them credit there, Tommy, for that extra time showing. Everybody was speaking in the stand here. Even the supporters for Armagh didn't have full belief that they were going to get over the line. They just felt them wiltering away, but they've come out and the goal has given them unbelievable energy. That's really all I can say. Just, it looked like a finely balanced first half extra time. Stevie got the first point, then they got the equaliser, and then all of a sudden the goal just changes the outcome of the game. Like, and that's the way the rules have went now, and that's the way the game is. Like, then we small margins, but look, a fair bit of Armagh, like, but Monaghan will look back on this as an opportunity missed. The last 5 minutes of normal time where they won was the 5 minutes to take the game home, like, and they just couldn't get their hands on the ball.
A goal in extra time is always huge, as the Armagh fans, and look at, Kieran, before we get back into it, look how much they're enjoying this. You know, Westmeath are after winning their second ever. We saw the Rossies celebrate theirs in the height a few weeks back. But Armagh have been waiting for this Ulster title now for a long time.
Yeah, it's a funny one, Tommy. We would have said this over the years, but Armagh, like, they won the All-Ireland, but they never got a pitch invasion because nobody's learned on the pitch in Croke Park. But they got it obviously back in the athletic grounds the day after. But to me, as a player and a player still, there's nothing like the elation on the field after the game when the sweat and the blood's hanging, if you like. And they've got this feeling, like, and I know it's the last time they've had this feeling in Clonus, which is absolutely unbelievable. And fair play to them, like, look at Oisín Connolly again, we've spoken about him. How he had the energy even in extra time to get some of his scores. Just absolutely unbelievable to see him in action today. Like, just so, so powerful and so skillful.
Yeah. John Duggan, I think I'm going to try and make my way into that pitch invasion and get a bit of reaction for you. So I might leave you chat with Kieran Hughes for the next little while here. Kieran has the mic now and the headphones.
Thanks, Tommy, and fair play for navigating the chaos, the beautiful chaos in Clonus there for Armagh's Ulster title. Kieran, like, the hurt was very, very painful in Ulster for Armagh for 3 years, and now the hurt is worth it.
Sorry, you said it again, John?
The hurt is worth it now after those three losing finals, two of them on penalties, Kieran. It's worth it now.
Yeah, without a doubt. This is some party going on in front of us, John. And again, I said it there, I alluded a couple of minutes ago, at full time, it felt like the supporters were losing confidence in them, but they were just waiting for this to happen for the last number of years. And now they've got their party, and you know, Armagh is going to be the place to be now in the next 24, 48 hours. Look, probably overall, they deserved it. But Monaghan's 15-minute to 18-minute spell in the second half, they were absolutely unbelievable to the world. Like, and it didn't look like happening, but they got momentum in the game and they grabbed a hold of it. But, you know, Armagh and extra time were just... they just powered home. Like, and unfortunately for Monaghan, just ran out of legs and gas.
They have a very strong squad, Armagh, don't they?
Yeah, they certainly do, John. But in saying that, Monaghan used their bench unbelievably well today, and that's how they got back in the game, and that's something we couldn't say about them during the league. But Kieran McGinney deserves unbelievable praise. It doesn't matter who's injured, who's carrying knocks, they're able to bring guys back on. Like, up in the gantry here, they'd made three subs in extra time, but we couldn't even figure out who had been off or who had been on the field. But they just were able to keep their performance levels up. Every man knows their job. Every man knows what they need to do to try and get them over the line. Like, they're definitely going to be up there now for all Ireland contenders in the next number of weeks. A fantastic panel to have.
How do you see the health of Gaelic football? It looks pretty good when you have Roscommon winning Connacht, you have Westmeath winning Leinster, and now Armagh finally winning an Ulster after 18 years. Kerry won Munster. It's going to be a cracking All-Ireland series.
Yeah, without a doubt. There's so many teams on similar levels, like, and I'm going to put Monaghan back up on that level. Some guys made a name for themselves today, John, and I don't want to be, obviously, speaking about Monaghan, I don't want to be biased, like, but some of them really surprised me today that they were able to step up to the plate today in front of this crowd. Like, and they brought themselves back up the pecking order in the power rankings because it wasn't looking good during the league. But, you know, the likes of Armagh was coming to Westmeath. Like, it's unbelievable for football. And I'd imagine it's actually because of the rules in the last number of years that this is the reason why. It's just give the top forwards that wee bit more comfort that they're going to be able to get the, you know, go for their skills and their natural ability to play the game. Like, but it's very hard to keep an eye. Thank God the screen in front of me was a wee bit behind today, because you get to see a bit of a replay of some of the stuff. Like, but it's a great watch at the moment. Like, and it's going to be an unbelievable All-Ireland series, and it's going to be very hard to call.
It does feel, doesn't it, as you say, that the rules have almost levelled the playing field.
It sure has. There's no doubt about it. Myself and Tommy were looking at the scoreline in the second half, and it was 116 to 14 to Armagh. If that had been 4 or 5 years ago, John, that's game over. The team that's winning are taking the 15 men behind the ball to frustrate you and then just try and get you in the break to get it, to add on a couple of scores. But as soon as Jack got the two-pointer and then Stephen got the two-pointer, you know, it was back to a point game all of a sudden. And it just lifted the whole crowd. And that's, you know, the main thing today was to keep the crowd in this ground for as long as possible. And that's what happened today. Like, and it's unfortunate that Monaghan didn't come out on top. But in terms of a spectacle for football, it's fantastic stuff.
Armagh won a couple of years ago and they got 111 in that final against Galway. And maybe that was one of the games where people were going, you know what, we need to rip this up, this game of Gaelic football. But I do feel that Armagh are here. I know the Kerry beat them last year in an amazing second half, Kieran. But it just feels like Armagh are here to stay. They're in the top rank.
No doubt about that. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Yeah, and they got a lot of slack about that that final. But, you know, if you're a player in that dressing room, the reality of it is you had to just understand that they needed to do what they needed to do to win the game to get Sam Maguire back north. Like, and now they're after getting the Anglo-Celt today. Like, what a 4 or 5 years it has been for Armagh football. They've got themselves back up to the top of the palace now, and you know something, you know, the scenes in front of us here, like it'll kick on, you know, future footballers for Armagh too, and that's what we were hoping, obviously, to see in the morning side today to try and kick on the spirit in the county to show what it means to play for your county and to represent them and to go and perform in this stage, like, but you know, unbelievable number of years for Armagh football.
But Monaghan, just to finish, Kieran, have a lot to build on. I mean, they lost every single game in Division 1 this year and they were relegated.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, there's no doubt. That's why it's been so surprising what they were able to do today. Some players really, really stood up to the plate. But the unfortunate thing for Monaghan, John, is that we just don't have the numbers to be able to be missing some of our key players. And that's the difference between Armagh and Monaghan. Any key player that's missing for Armagh, they're able to come in with a guy that knows his role and knows everything to do. But Monaghan, they just don't have the ability just to do that, unfortunately. Like, and they were working up scrapings today in the end of, like, losing Desi Ward in the first half was a massive miss. Like, you know, that's at least 3 to 4 points out of your scoreboard. Like, but hopefully, John, in the next coming weeks, Monaghan can get settled down and get ready for Mayo coming to town here. Like, and I think that'll be the real show of heart and see where they're at ability wise.
Who benefits more, Kieran? Teams that have been playing many games or teams that have had the break, do you think?
When you see scenes like this here, Armagh's not going to be worrying about their next game until the weekend. They'll try and tell themselves to get back in the training field during the week, but with the way social media is now and the way things are, that they'll be checking up photos and Instagram posts and a whole lot, they'll not be too worried. And they're in that good of shape that all it'll take is a weekend to get them back tuned in and focused. You know, if they had to be out next weekend, that'd be a big fear, but there's no doubt that their team's sitting waiting to come with a big flourish now in the next number of weeks. Like, Mayo being one of them coming to known this year, like, they'll love that draw. There's no doubt about that there, because reality of it is, it's not simple to lose an Ulster final either. It's going to take, you know, 6 or 7 days to try and get yourself settled and back in it. But, you know, all all roads lead to Killarney next week to see what Kerry and Donegal can throw up. Like, it would not be long before people are going to start talking about that there, and shows back in the road.
Kieran Hughes, thanks so much for today, and safe home.
Appreciate that, John. Look after yourself now.
Okay, Kieran Hughes, former Monaghan player there, was with Tommy Rooney to see Armagh defeat Monaghan after extra time.